I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Nico Show, broadcasting live from Great Wolf Lodge in Scottsdale.
We have two of the big guys right here, D.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And I don't mean physically big because they're about average size for men. But I'm talking about the general manager, Brian Johnson, and the executive chef, Grant Baker. Thank you guys for having us this morning. We appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow and every day following.
You're always welcome. Pleasure to have you here today.
He's a permanent resident now. He's just going to stay in. Actually, you know that giant trunk in the room? He's going to hide in there.
Yep. Exactly.
So that he can stay here forever.
I'm going to smuggle myself to nowhere. I'm just going to stay where I'm at.
That's
right. I'll pack you some snacks in there for you.
Oh, look at that. He's so kind.
Thank you so much for that.
So kind.
Well, so this facility is amazing, guys.
It is.
It's not only a pleasure to visit it and enjoy the amenities of the Great Wolf Lodge, but I'm sure it's got to be cool working here, too.
It is so cool. We've been so happy to put this lodge together, seeing it come from the ground up, and Grant and I were here from the beginning, but more importantly, building the staff, and probably the greatest thing that we have here is our staff. They are so friendly, and they are happy to be here, and they come in each and every day, and they come with their howls. Ooh!
That's so true. As soon as I came in, you know, they give you the little ears,
yep.
and everyone is so kind. The doors get open for you. Everyone's welcoming you in, and people are friendly. And not just the people who work here, even the people who are staying here. They're so nice and helpful, too. I was like, wait, I didn't get a room key. And another person said, wait, no, your wristband is your room key. Everyone is happy here. You're enjoying your time. You get to, your kids are having a blast, which means you can kind of, you know, relax, sit back, maybe enjoy a margarita as you watch the kids play. It's great. It's awesome. It's been wonderful from the first second we've walked in.
Oh, very happy to hear that.
So, Brian, you are the general manager of this joint.
I am.
This is a big responsibility. This place is huge. 85,000 square foot water park to deal with.
It's crazy.
Drinking going on. My wife's first was like, wait, you can drink and you can hang out at a water park? That doesn't happen anywhere in the world. How do you guys balance the two between party and let's be a little concerned with people taking care of them?
Well, when we look at it, everyone wants to come here and have fun.
True.
And when we look at what Great Wolf does, it's really trying to promote family together time. You look at our slides, you look at the lazy river, you look at the rafts, everything is done together. And I think people understand that. You can have a cocktail or two,
nice.
Still have fun with your family, and not go overboard.
Oh, but yeah.
The greatest thing that I have is I have very skilled, talented managers in all of the areas that know how to manage these pieces much better than I do.
That's beautiful. Awesome. If you, like you said, if you have a good team, things run.
Makes all the difference in the world.
So well.
Absolutely.
All the difference
That's
in the world.
That's awesome.
All right, so Grant, you're the executive chef of Wolf Lodge. What does that mean exactly? Are these restaurants pre-built? Are they like a piece of every single Great Wolf Lodge? Or are these restaurants specific to Scottsdale location?
Well, a little bit of both. And okay. The great thing about all these restaurants that we have inside are that we can have our guests enjoy them, obviously, while they're enjoying the water park. But also, every single one of our eateries is also open to the public as well, too.
Oh, neat.
So when you're coming in to check the place out, the adventure park with our ropes course, our mini golf. You can also come in and grab some of the tacos from Timbers, which are exclusive to our lodge. Being here in the valley and having kind of that Southwest feel,
yes,
definitely took advantage of that.
Smart
and have had a lot of success with that. And also Barnwood, our kind of a la carte restaurant, a little more upscale options over there. Very much your Scottsdale resort experience, elevated level of service and food as well, too, to match.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was something that was impressive to me. You mentioned, Brian, that the staff obviously is your number one concern. You want to make sure they're on point. How long have you guys been open? 2.5 months?
We're working on our fourth month right now.
Fourth month.
Okay. We opened on September 27th. And like I said, it seems like 4 years.
Yep. It's basically
normally
brand new.
Yeah. By the 4 months into it, the staff is just now getting familiar with everything. I'm telling you, the girl at the front desk was like, okay, here's what you're going to do. Key card is this, and blah, blah, blah. She may have been so knowledgeable. She may have been too quick for you to explain that the key card is in the bracelet.
Yes.
Because this girl was like, and you got your schedule right here. Every single hour, you could do this and this and this and this and this.
And here's the map. And here,
impressive.
I did get a really
good. It was welcoming. It was impressive. I did not name drop. Normally, when I walk into a place, I go low key. I don't want special treatment. I don't need the celebrity roll out the red carpet just because I have my own radio show on the number 3 rated morning show.
I'm going to bite my tongue on that one.
But no, she took fantastic care of us, and I'm sure every single guest gets that attention, and that's what we love about this place.
I need Grant to talk about one of the unique items that he created for Barnwood, you know, specifically for the Valley here. And Grant, you know which one I'm talking about.
Absolutely. So in our mission to bring joy to families, we said, what can we find as creative and different that, let's be honest, the majority of our guests that walk through our door have expectations of just something new and different.
The Twinkies.
We developed the Arizona Twinkie.
Yes!
Yes, sir.
What is the Arizona Twinkie?
So we take a jalapeno, which, even though it has some heat to it, it's a, you know, pretty approachable mild chili.
Yeah.
But we take it a step further by removing all of the seeds and the membranes on the inside where the actual heat lives. And then we stuff that with carnitas that we hand make in-house. And then we make a cheese blend with cream cheese, pepper jack cheese, and a little bit of cheddar cheese.
Oh,
and then we take the whole
gosh.
Thing, wrap it in bacon, and slow smoke it with mesquite, and then drizzle it with prickly pear barbecue sauce.
This sounds crazy delicious.
It is very good. It has the smokiness, the sweetness, the little bit of heat that's left from that chili that after being roasted and being smoked gets a little bit of that fruitiness going on as well, too. It's really, really good.
We ordered them last night. They lasted on the table for about 12 seconds, maybe 11.
That's crazy.
That was a bad record, to be honest with you.
It was amazing. Everything was amazing.
I mean, the breakfast was awesome. Campfire Kitchen. I was floored when they showed me that there was red and green pozole options in the morning ready to go. This is crazy.
So the pozole actually has a little bit of unique history and story with it as well, too. That's actually my mother-in-law's recipe.
Really?
Her grandmother's recipe as well, too. So I was new to pozole, and upon trying it for the first time, my wife is actually the guest services manager here at the hotel. So having that kind of family element where we're here to take care of families, to bring that family element from our home and place it in the Campfire Kitchen just made perfect sense. And
so good.
Guests are blown away when they see both the red and the green. Yes, ma'am.
I asked for the recommendation, and two different people voted for green, so I went with it, and it was so yummy. Very, very
Grant
good.
Grant is giving away all the family secrets right here at the Great Wolf Lodge, so stop on by. Thank you, gentlemen. Once again, Brian and Grant, General Manager, Executive Chef, if you want to come by, we've got a special going on right now. It's the midweek special. Get this, D, a room for $94.50.
What?
Where
94?
Did they come up with that number? Enter the code. Use the promotional code COOL, K-O-O-L, to get the standard family suite that can accommodate up to 4 family members. And, of course, you get access to all the amenities for just $94.50.
That is so
Guys,
cool.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming out. Have a cool day.
This guy.